What's up, guys? Alex here, AJNashville.com. It's Friday. I know a lot of you are looking at today and you're thinking, man, the weekend's right around the corner, and it sure is. Now, today we have a gloomy Friday. It's a little bit chilly outside, some misting, some rain. Not the ideal day to enter into the weekend with, but hey, we're alive, we're pushing. You know, a lot of you are listening to this over your lunch hour. Here's the big thing I want to focus on today's podcast, and that's Fridays. You know, if you're in any type of sales industry, anything like that, Fridays are those days that you typically go out and you say, you know what, I'm going to leave the office early. I'm going to go out. I'm going to celebrate all the wins for the week. I'm going to have some drinks with my friends. I'm just going to hang out and do kind of whatever it is that I'm going to start my weekend early. And here's the big thing. Here's what I want to touch base on. You know, a lot of people are extremely far along in their career. They're at a position where maybe they've built up their business, and Friday is a little bit easier for them to go out and do those things and relax and everything else, but they haven't necessarily built the business to where they want it. Or you have the opposite end, which is the newer people who are new to whatever industry they're in, and they're kind of following suit. Everybody else is taking off for Friday. They're going, they're partying, they're running up to the local watering hole. You know, they're having some beers, whatever it may be. And here's what I want to say about that, because I've been that new person in the industry, and I go out and party with everybody and have fun and kick back and have a couple drinks and celebrate. No true wins for the week, so to speak. You know, went through and plugged in the Monday and then plugged all the way in until Thursday, and then Friday comes along and you put in that half day. Well, here's the downside to that. You go and put in that half day, you bolt out of the office about 3 o'clock, and you still have a period of time where people, their average person, is still working. And what you see is you see people that are out celebrating, but they didn't necessarily accomplish their goals for the week. So what are they celebrating for? And that really makes you wonder. And I only say this because I've been that person. I'm saying this because I've been in those shoes. I'm not saying this to point fingers or anything like that. I know how it is. I've lived that. You know, you're doing everything possible to cut out. But the fact of the matter is, we go to the office each and every day and do the things we do in order to provide the most that we can for our families. Or if we don't have a family, it's hopefully to put in a solid foundation to build a career path that is going to create success for the future. I mean, let's face it. Nobody wants to be 60, 70, 80, 90 years old and still having to work because they made piss poor decisions back in their younger years. You know, everybody wants to get to that point where they're like, hey, you know what? I can finally retire now because I've done enough to allow me to live comfortably. You know, and the funny thing is when I was going out there and partying on the weekends and doing all the other shit, that's some of the brokest times in my life. You know, that's some of the times where I'm looking at my bank account and I've got 20 bucks in there and I'm like, ah, man, I really shouldn't go out and drink, but everybody's going out and they're hanging out. You know, I'm going to go to it and I'm only going to have a couple beers, and a couple turns into a couple more, and pretty soon you're overdrafted in your bank account and there's really nothing to celebrate. Or even worse, you wake up Saturday morning and the first thing you do is open your eyes, look for your debit card, find it in your pants pocket, open up your phone, go into your bank account, and realize you spent 200 bucks at the bar. 200 bucks you probably didn't have to spend at that time. And what I found is when I changed my habits, you know, Friday for me is just like any other day of the week anymore. Friday is a day that I sometimes find myself at the office later on Friday, later into the evening than I do some of the other days. And here's why. Well, everybody's out doing their thing. In my industry, people are wanting to buy houses over the weekend. And so when I'm at the office and I'm available and an agent can reach out to me and they know that I'm going to pick up the phone and I can get somebody pre-approved at 5 o'clock on a Friday night, I do. And agents remember that. And so what happens is the people that are sitting at the bar, kicking back, relaxing, you know, they're on their fourth drink or whatever the case may be, I'm taking their business because they're no longer the source that people want to go to in order to get help because they're not available when they need to be available. Now, I am not saying don't relax. I am not saying don't take time to do your things that you enjoy and don't take time with family. Everything is based off balance, you know. But if you're out there doing other things and you're sitting there saying, why am I not hitting my goals? I'm frustrated this week because I'm not doing well, or I'm pissed off because I'm broke, or man, I got a bill that just went into collections or anything like that. If you don't answer your phone because it's more than likely a bill collector, then my question to you is this. Why would your ass be sitting at a bar 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon? You know, and this just stems from thought process today. You know, I was driving back from a closing first thing this morning. I could have made a million excuses not to attend this 9 o'clock closing this morning. But instead, I got in the car, I sat in traffic, I did my thing, and I got there and I represented myself and my company well. Why? Because that's what we do as professionals. We want to make sure we're there. We want to make sure that if there's questions, we're there to answer them. And then I started reflecting and thinking about my younger years in the career and how I used to sit there and watch my gas gauge. You know, I'd watch it go down and think, oh, man, I don't have any money. You know, once this thing hits E, that's it. I either got to take, you know, an overdraft. I mean, literally, I'm saying this. This is real shit that happened. Overdraft out of my bank account to put gas in there. You know, you go and you overdraft or get whatever couple things you need to get first, and then it only charges you a dollar, so it puts your account, you know, $40 in the negative. And then payday's next week, so you're going to get that $35 overdraft fee, and then you're going to kind of glide through the week with no money, and boom, Friday comes and your money's back. You know, I was thinking this morning, maybe that's the reason why I was so skinny back in the day. I just didn't have money to be fat, you know, or I'm sure that's not the case, but I'm just using that as an extreme example. So, you know, being out there and celebrating and doing those things, and we have no real accomplishments, you know, how can you sit there and say how successful and how great you're doing if you actually haven't done anything to create the success? You know, I was talking to a young man the other day, a new guy in the insurance field. And I told him, I said, when all your buddies are out at 3 o'clock on Friday and they're drinking and they're having a good time and they're asking you to come out, that's when you buckle down. And that's when you sit at your desk, and that's when you reach out to the people that need your help, because your competition is not. Your competition has forgotten about those people. Your competition is more worried about the cute girl behind the bar or the hot guy tossing the bottle down the other end of the bar, whatever it may be. You know, and the thing is it's hard. It's really, really hard to tell your friends, no, you know what, I got to knock some things out today. But you know what's even harder? Disappointment. Being disappointed in yourself because you can't accomplish something because you don't put in the work to do it. That's much, much harder than disappointing your friends. And here's what you'll find. As you grow, your tables will expand. Your tables will change. Now, that's not saying that you still don't have a place spot at your old tables. That's not saying don't attend your old tables and tend to those old friends and the people that have been there for you. But your tables start to change. Your company starts to change. You start surrounding yourself with more successful people that have the same ideas. And so now you find yourself in a position where on Friday, 6 o'clock, you're picking up the phone and calling your buddy down the road. And he's like, man, I'm still knocking some things out for the day. You know, I'll catch up to you on Saturday. Or you're picking up the phone, calling your girlfriends down the street. And they say the same thing, you know, because they have the same thing in mind, and that success. They want to reach that next level. They're sick of being broke. They're sick of not reaching their goals. They're sick of not providing for their family. These are the same people that realize, I get up in the morning and say goodbye to my family so I can go and provide. I'm not going to use empty space at the office. I'm not going to sit here on Facebook at the office and do nothing because I am away from my family. I'm sacrificing time with them to do what I can to provide for them. And that's what a lot of people don't get. And guess what? I get it. I was young too. I was in a position where I knew I could turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off. I need money. Let's do it. I don't. Okay. Or, hey, I'm going to get a fat paycheck at the beginning of the month. Let me kick my feet up. Let me not do the things I need to do. Why? I'm going to get paid. I can live off 10 grand, you know, for a few months. It's all good. No worries. But then you find yourself in a vicious cycle, the ups and the downs and the, you know, I'm broke, I'm rich, I'm broke, I'm rich, I'm broke, I'm rich. And no real stability. The biggest thing is you disappoint the people that believe in you that are around you. I had a lot of managers back in the day that were like, dude, you got so much more potential. Why are you just fucking off doing whatever you're doing? I took it for granted. You know, I had the potential. So in my mind, I'm like, well, I'd turn it on whenever I need to and turn it back off. Well, what does that do to them? What does that do and put them in a position where they're looking and they're saying, hey, I need more out of you, but you're not providing more for them. You're the backbone to the team, but you're not acting like it. You know, that's a huge disappointment for the people around you. Bear in mind, too, Friday is still part of the work week. You know, if your work week is composed of 5 days, Friday is one of those 5 days. That's by all technicalities, 20% of your work week. That's a massive number. Imagine taking a test and your test was automatically scored 20% less than what you actually got. Well, you got a 90%, you take 20% off, you're at 70%, guess what? You failed. That's basically what the week looks like. Even if you plug in 100% throughout the week and do nothing on Friday, you've performed at an 80% rate. And that's just a kind of a cheap way to look at it. You know, you have to be willing to continue to push forward and do the things you don't want to do in order to get the things that you want further down the road. I'm not asking you to sacrifice all your time. I'm not asking you to take vacations. If you've earned it, do it, go take it. The other thing is that you have to look at is balance. And that's the vacations that we're talking about. That's the making sure you put in the work and doing everything you need to do, but still enjoying the fruits of your labors. Like I said, I'm not telling you to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, go to bed at, you know, midnight and work the whole time. That's not what life's about. Life's about enjoyment. But when it's time to get shit done, do that. Get shit done. Commit to success, commit to pushing forward, commit to anything that it is that you have to do. And instead of making a bullshit excuse of why you can't be somewhere or why you can't do something, commit to it, get after it, and get it done. That's the only way to live. That's the only way to truly achieve the success that you're wanting to see in life. If you're not willing to do that, then you need to step back, reanalyze your goals, reanalyze your priorities, and see what it is you need to do to accomplish whatever your dreams are. You know, people's dreams are different. The people in the office next to me have different dreams and aspirations than I do. The people that I hang out with sometimes, they have different dreams and aspirations than I do. The fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter how big your dreams are, how small they are, you have to commit to accomplishing them. So once again, today is Friday. Get out there, get after it, keep pushing, accomplish your dreams, do the things you want to do to be successful. Don't worry about everything else. Put blinders on everything else that's going on around you. Worry about you. Worry about accomplishing your goals. I hope you have a fantastic Friday. I hope this message hits you right in the heart and you do exactly what it takes to be successful. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll talk to you Monday.